Hi there. Welcome to ET Markets Investor's Guide, a show about asset classes, market trends, and investment opportunities. This is Sandeep Singh. The US Federal Reserve has finally decided that it wants to talk about tapering its record $120 billion bond purchases. Back in March 2020, Fed's bond buying acted as a cushion for the global economy that was getting crushed by the pandemic. As the global economy recovers, it is natural that the Fed would want to tone down its QE party. In India, though, tapering brings back the nightmares of 2013 when the US Fed's first indication of reducing QE caused some distress. Will this time be the same? To answer that question and others, we caught up with Rajat Chandak, fund manager at ICICI Prudential AMC. Welcome to the show, Mr. Chandak. How will, if at all, the US Fed's two interest rate hike indications in 2023 and discussion over tapering of bond purchases alter the outlook for equities?
As the pandemic-related lockdowns were impacting the global economic growth last year, central banks across the world sprung into action to support the economy by cutting interest rates and buying bonds, hence injecting huge amount of liquidity in the entire system. These actions have had an impact as desired. We started seeing recovery across the world from second half of last year. At the same time, we are also seeing a pickup in inflation now. But we all understand that it was only a temporary support that the Fed was providing, and it would be withdrawn at a later point of time. The timeline for the Fed rate hike was not a surprise. The key was more number of the FOMC members now expected versus the last time. Historically, we have seen that an increase in US bond yields do cause some volatility in the equity markets. We also saw it in 2013. But in 2013, we also had some domestic issues in India. Inflation was running high, current account deficit was high, and we had a more hawkish central bank. All these factors are in a much better situation today. Fundamentally, though, rising yields also signal that the economy is strengthening and recovering, which is to be seen positively. So there could be some added volatility in the near future, but the prospects from the long term are unaltered, especially for the Indian markets.
Given that globally, interest rates may see an upward trajectory in the coming years, valuation re-rating may be minimal. In that case, what could be the drivers for the Indian market?
While it may be true that further re-rating in valuations may be difficult, but the business cycle is still at its nascent stage. Now let us take a step back and see what has happened in the last few years. The economy has gone through some external shocks, events like demonetization, GST implementation, and now COVID. All of them have had some impact on the GDP growth. But standing today, from a 3 to 5 year perspective, the economy could see a good cyclical recovery, which should also bode well for the markets in the medium to long term. The key factors driving the recovery could be government's continued focus on infrastructure creation, which is also seen in their budgetary allocation. The PLI scheme, which would help boost manufacturing in many sectors. Both of them would create jobs and eventually drive demand for goods and services in the country. The corporates have delivered their balance sheets in the last couple of years, and hence are in a much more comfortable position for doing capex, as and when they see improvement in the demand. So there could be a recovery in the private capex cycle as well that has been missing for some years now. This will be a big positive. Banking system is very important part for any economy, and that is also well capitalized and seems in good shape. We also need to keep in mind the constituents of the markets are some of the largest companies in the country. They would emerge stronger post the pandemic and gain market share as well. Profitability could be better as they have learned to control costs thanks to higher usage of technology in their processes and systems. All of the above means that earnings growth could be strong and would be the key driver for markets in the medium term.
ICICI Prudential AMC's equity valuation index is now at levels not seen in the last 2 years. Is it a sign that investors should move away from the barbell approach towards a more diversified flexicap approach?
Flexicap strategies can invest across market capitalizations, large caps, mid caps, and small caps. The fund manager and the asset management company have complete flexibility on how much money can be allocated to these three buckets of market caps. Typically, large caps give good defense in turbulent times. And in the long run, this category also benefits from having some exposure in the mid caps and small caps, which help in generating returns. These strategies could additionally benefit if these allocations are dynamic. If changed at appropriate time, it could really help the overall performance for the fund. Historically, we have seen periods of big difference in the returns across these three market cap buckets. If you look at some of the other mutual fund options available for an equity investor, there are various constraints in terms of how much they can invest in these three parts of the markets.
Given the high broad market valuations, are you still finding value in this market? If so, where?
Though valuations at an aggregate level are looking rich, there are a few pockets which are relatively better placed in our view. Large private sector banks is one such space. Some of these banks have gone through a corporate credit cycle a few years ago. And now, due to COVID, are also getting impacted on the retail side of their businesses. Going ahead, the starting point of the asset quality of these banks would be in much cleaner and better shape. As and when credit growth picks up, they stand to benefit immensely. The other sector, which has gone through a lot of pain in the last few years, is automobiles. They have been impacted by various changes in regulations on the safety norms, emission norms, and also higher cost of insurance. COVID and a weak economic environment has impacted the demand, and now higher commodity prices are also impacting their profit margins. Going ahead, as demand improves and replacement cycle recovers, they would benefit on sales growth. At the same time, profitability would also stand to benefit because of the operating leverage. Given the government's continued focus on infrastructure spend, that sector also looks attractive. Telecom has seen a lot of pressure due to heightened competition in the last 5 years. We believe that the industry conduct could change for the better going ahead, benefiting the overall space. And valuations look attractive given the potential of earnings growth driven by this change.
Thank you, Mr. Chandak. That was indeed a very insightful conversation. That's it in this week's edition of the Special Weekend Podcast. Do come back next Saturday for this weekly special. You can check out our regular podcasts on the equity market twice every weekday on etmarkets.com.